Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Gary L. Wimmer for Blog Talk Radio and Psychics Gone Wild tonight. And good to have you folks with us tonight. The beautiful voice you heard was by my lady, Brooke Marker, and it's her birthday today. So she's a Scorpio, I'm a Scorpio. We managed to get along pretty well. And just a little point for you ladies who are listening. Brooke came up boldly and introduced herself to me 6 years ago. I pursued her for 4 years, and the last 2 years she decided I was tolerable and okay, and so we're living together. So I thought that was a bold move on her part 6 years ago, and it paid off, and I'm glad she introduced herself to me, because I was trying to meet her, and she was, I love guys talking to her. So, you ladies, be bold. And also, this is a time for Thanksgiving, so we want to really have that as our theme tonight, and through this month, it's a lot about Thanksgiving. Now, before I say much about myself, I want to introduce to you folks my co-host, Lori Connell, and Lori has been in the beauty and health field for more than 30 years, providing empathy and intuitive skills. She's a spiritual healer with heartfelt dedication and really cares. She works in light. She has a connection with plants and animals, which allow her to communicate with spirit. And in dream states, she sees people who have crossed over, and she's experienced other paranormal activities that have allowed her to grow. She now lives in California with her husband and son, and she pursues her career as an empath and healer. So I would like to welcome, as my co-host tonight, Lori Connell. Lori, how are you, dear?
Hi, Gary. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. And so glad to be with you tonight. So could you do a little self-introduction?
Okay. You pretty much covered it. I've only lived out here about 4 months, so I'm still getting adjusted. And I just want to thank everybody who's helping out in the chat room. And thank you, Gary, for allowing me to be on the show. And we're going to go wild.
There you go. There you go. No sound, guys. Anybody else? I'm reading the chat room now. Well, I guess we're okay. Could be heard. By the way, for you folks that call in, don't hang up and call back. We've got your numbers here in the order that you called, and we will try to get to all you folks tonight for a short reading. Real quickly, a little bit of information about me. I got interested in psychic phenomena in the late 60s. Started giving readings in the early 70s. Had a very phenomenal, interesting, and liberating, mind-blowing near-death experience in 1977. I wrote a book about that experience. It's on Amazon and Kindle called A Second in Eternity. Most liberating, enlightened thing that's ever happened to me. It was, 7 years ago this February, and still influences me, still affects it. So check it out. Interesting story, and what I learned just changed my life radically. That was in 1977. In 1980, I met a lady who did readings using a method called lithomancy. And that's L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. It involves 16 stones. She taught me her method, and basically the 16 stones are 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And the six personal stones are love, luck, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And whether it's a question or just a general reading tonight, I will be charging these stones or picking up some cards. If I use the stones, I'll ask you folks just to say drop. I'll drop the stones and I'll look at this pattern. And you can learn a lot about this art. It's a very, very interesting psychic art. By going to my website or Googling lithomancy, L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. And my co-host Lori, you're going to be reading cards. Is that correct, Lori?
Yes.
All right. Well, Lori's going to also talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. That is our theme tonight. But tell you what, we'll start out taking a couple callers, and you're going to be on first, Lori, so I'm going to connect you with area code 805. Can you hear us, 805?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, my name's Donna.
Donna? Donna, okay.
Hi,
you
yes.
Got Donna, meet Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Well, good. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to know, this was a bad year for me. I had a lot of disappointments and depression, and I wanted to know if finances or love life, you know, if any of these things were going to improve, because I'm trying on those two things.
Okay. Let's see what we can get.
Thank you.
Okay. The first card that I see is the moon card. So what this is actually telling you that you're reaching for something. Something's coming ahead for you. And then the second card is Five of Swords card. And it's like you're battling something. So you're in between stages right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And the final card is the Four of Cups. So all this comes into play is like you have a lot to think about, a lot of struggles, which you've already gone through, apparently, right?
Right.
So, yes, it will take some time to get through your finances. Gary?
Yeah, I just got back online. Donna, I was listening, and I'll tell you what I'll do, which we'll do for the first couple callers here, is we'll both give you a short reading. As the show progresses and get more callers, we'll probably alternate. But Donna, while you were talking, I was charging these stones up. And all you have to say is drop, and I'll tell you what I see over the next couple months, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go. Well,
drop.
I do see I see a lot of the same thing that Lori was feeling as far as, there's a lot of confusion and so forth. But what I see here in the top is the Sun Stone, the Commitment Stone, Venus, and the Magic Stone. And rather than explain to you what all this involves, in general, what it's saying is you're taking all this confusion and upsetness you've been through and sort of unpredictability and so forth, and you're going to learn from it in the next couple of weeks and really learn a new set of balance for yourself, a new level of acceptance, a new level of love, a new level of encouragement. And so when we have problems in life or confusion, it's not that life is torturing us. It's that we're learning something new. So sort of let go of your fear about things not working and start thinking about, okay, I've seen this side of the coin. Now it's the time to see the other side of the coin. Because that's what I feel like with this commitment stone that you're making this commitment to. And as you do that, yes, it doesn't change overnight, but within the next week or two, you're going to feel a lot of balance. And by the third and fourth week, it feels with new stability, with new ideas about love, new feelings of communication, new ability to make decisions, because you're sort of taking yourself out of the being all wound up and actually learning, letting that propel you, so to speak. Let's say you're using a lot of what you've been through, and that's a smart thing to do. Let it propel you, motivate you. Because by the 6th and 7th and 8th week here, you have a lot of very good luck coming in your life. And it doesn't mean you have to wait 6, 7, 8 weeks to feel lucky. Actually, as you make a commitment just in this first week to just, in spite of the problems, to recognize that there's a solution behind this and that's where you're going. And at the end of this 3 months, you're going to be quite satisfied with what you've accomplished. And I do feel like it opens you up for love and it helps you a lot with finances and career and job. There's a lot of little details that I don't have time to go into, but that's in general what I see. I hope that helps you, my dear.
Oh, very much. Thank you, both of you. I appreciate it.
God bless
you,
Donna.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
And to Donna and all you folks that call in, you can listen back to the archives, come back to this show a little bit after the show, and you can tune in and listen to the archives, download the show to your computer. We're going to take a couple more calls, and then, like I said, we've got my partner and co-host Lori tonight. She's got some good information about Thanksgiving, which is the theme. Moving on, we're going to take 786, and we'll give you a dual call here, 786. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. Well, you're speaking with Samantha. How are you, Gary? How are you, Lori?
Hi, Samantha. I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Great. And Lori's going to give you some of her magic, and then I'm going to compliment it. So, Lori, this is Samantha.
Okay, Samantha. You have a question we can help you with?
Yes. I'm in a position at a department store that I really don't like, and I recently had a wonderful interview with a university that I really, really feel good about, and I'm so optimistic about, and I'm really hoping that I get that position so I can leave the job that I hate and, you know, get into a job that I feel like I would absolutely love it, and it can actually help me go back to school, which is what I've always wanted to do.
Right. Okay, so you are still working in the department store job?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's see what I can get. I just picked a card for you, and it's the Eight of Pentacles. And this is showing me that you're working hard at what your goal is. And with that, we picked the Queen of Swords, which is a good card. So you seem to have it under control, knowing what you want. And then that leads to, I mean, you will go through some struggles. So the last card is showing that you're on your way, so it sounds very positive.
Wow.
For your new job, so just stay positive about it.
I am. I'm really, really hoping that everything works out the way I pray that it does, and I've been very prayerful, and I've been thinking positive, so I'm hoping it all
right,
works out.
Right. That's all you can do. Right. Okay, Gary?
Yeah, Samantha, I agree with both of you ladies. Samantha, you're doing the right thing. And Lori, you're 100% right by saying that's the right thing, because we only have limited power. And we can put our best shot on. You know, the first thing I felt even before, right when you were saying this, is yes, you've got potential. You may have, for this job, you may have to come back again. Like there may be several people that they're considering, and it's like a callback sort of thing. That's the first thing I felt. The second thing I was feeling is you want to go in there and have them remember you. Absolutely. So you want to go in there with your chin high and your shoulders back and proud and determined, and cool, calm, and collected. But at the right time, you want to look the people in the eye and let them know that you're the person for the job. Let them remember you. And that's where I think... even in your tone of voice and your feeling, part of this is certainly it has to do with the job and you moving on and so forth. But part of it has to do with you learning to your confidence. You're doing the right thing on spirituality and thinking positive, But not only do you think positive, but when you get out to the baseball field, you swing the damn bat hard. Are you with me?
Yes.
That makes sense, because that's what I'm feeling, dear. So don't hold yourself back on when you're in front of these people. Just like you don't hold yourself back on praying and hoping. And that's what I feel is the strongest thing for you. I think that's going to turn a lot of your fears and doubts into you scoring a home run. So think of it that way.
I agree. Well,
thank you for that. And I think I did. When I had the interview, I even brought the staff donuts, and I guess they really liked it. I think I was really positive and confident throughout the interview.
Oh, yeah.
I even met with the director. So I really feel, I'm proud of myself for that, because I, even though I was really nervous, I kind of let that fall to the wayside, and I think I let my personality and my determination shine through.
There you go.
That's how you do it. Right.
Yeah, you get over nervousness by being in a situation where you're confronted with nervousness, and then you accomplish it. I've been a performer my whole life, musician, and I spent the last 20 years of my life as a solo guitarist and pianist. And you know what? I don't have a very good voice, but I learned to sell them and the club owners and the people. So a lot of it's attitude, Samantha. Go in there and, excuse my French, kick ass, girl. Okay?
Yes.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does. I mean, I'm just kind of waiting to hear anything. I called the person that I interviewed today, and she was like, oh, well, hopefully by the end of this week, we should let the person know who has the position.
Well,
so
think really positive and creative about it, but give yourself a break, too. I learned something a couple of years ago. I lost my keys, and rather than frantically looking for them, and I mentioned this on the show several times, went through every drawer, couldn't find them, finally sat down and went, to hell with this. Keys, you find me. And I thought that for 2 days. Not only did I find my keys, I talked to my girlfriend, I talked to other friends. I'm 67 in 5 days. I lose stuff all the time. But now I find it real quick, because I found a method, and I created it, and it works. Believe in that, Samantha. That's what the real challenge is. Go for it, girl. You with me?
Yes, I am.
Hope that helps you, girl.
It does. Thank you so much. And congratulations on becoming 46 years young.
Sure. Actually, that's good, right? To hell with those last 21. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, Samantha.
You're welcome.
God bless you. And again, Samantha, you can find out a lot about us by going to psychicsgonewild.com. And we suggest you folks do go to psychicsgoingwild.com, because when you click on the contact us, you set yourself up to win prizes. There's a little list there you fill out. You fill up your information, and we give away all kinds of things, stones, books, T-shirts, music. So go to psychicsgoingwild.com, click on contact us, and give us your information, and you'll be in line to get some great prizes. We're going to move along, unless you want to tell us a little bit about Thanksgiving, Lori. Up to you, my dear.
Yes, I would like to read a poem. Thank you. Okay.
I'm going to put a little soft background music with you, okay?
Okay, back up to
you.
All right.
You're talking about this. I hope it's appropriate.
Okay.
I hope it's right.
Okay. It's called Things to Be Grateful For. As Thanksgiving Day soon rolls around, it brings up some facts quite profound. We may think that we're poor, feel like bums, or insecure, but in truth, our riches abound. We have family and friends we love. We have guidance from the heavens above. We have so much more than they sell in a store. We are wealthy when push comes to shove. So add up your blessings, I say. Make Thanksgiving last more than a day. Enjoy what you've got. Realize it's a lot. And you'll make all your cares go away. There you have it.
That's pretty beautiful, my dear. Pretty beautiful and a very good thoughts. Is that yours?
No, but I do write my own poetry. But I saw this one and it just was appropriate.
Well, I tell you what, we are ready to read your book of poetry, so you be sure and get on writing it and getting it published, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Moving along, we are going to area code 661. Can you hear us, 661?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sure can.
Yes.
Who are we speaking?
Lisa?
What's your name, my dear? Lisa.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa, meet Lori. Y'all go at it.
Hi, Lisa. I'm Lori.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Well, kind of similar. Looking for work. I'm just started a temporary job, but need to find continued work after that. This job goes through November, right before Thanksgiving, hopefully, and wondering. There's a chance that maybe in the company something will open up, but I've applied to other things. I'm registered with a lot of agencies, so wondering what the chances are. You know, so a lot of timing questions about things coming together and will things. I'm looking both for like temporary interim work and also longer term, more career oriented work, and then probably be taking a class next quarter too that's more career oriented that will open up some doors, I think, but really need continued work to get through.
Right. Gary, you want to take over with the stones? Hello?
Yeah, I was muted. I was looking at the board. You kind of surprised me. I didn't quite hear, but I will tell you what I see, Lisa. Let's do this.
Thank you.
I'll just charge these stones up. And, well, actually, I have been doing a little bit while I'm on the phone. And in just a moment, they'll get nice and warm. And you're concerned about this temporary job and getting permanent work. Is that correct? That's the main thing?
Yes. Yeah, and find some stability in work and finances.
Okay, well, even before I dropped the stones, I felt like you have your own business lined up eventually. So consider that. That's what it felt like for some reason. But all you have to do for now, my dear, is say drop whenever it feels right to you.
Okay, drop.
There you go. Okay, well, part of what you're learning right now is to get rid of your fears, to get rid of your doubts. And that's a very healthy thing for you because you're kind of, it's almost like you recognize how you have to shift gears because you got so much good creative supportive energy. And it's sort of a phase you're going through personally that as you sort of get over your doubts about this working and plug into the fact that you're going to make it work the best you can, in other words, and it's a real technique in life. I'm 67. I finally learned to not worry so damn much. You know, do what I can do and be at peace and let the universe work with me. But keep my mind open. Keep spiritually aware. Keep growing. See if there's what else I can do. But not drive myself crazy. And that's sort of what it feels like you're going through in the next couple of days and weeks.
Yeah.
Because you're learning how to be a lot more confident, expressive, determined, in communication. It feels like you're breaking down a lot of old patterns that were kind of like safe and secure, but you didn't hit a home run, and now you're ready to start hitting some major home runs. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You with me? Because
yeah.
It really feels like that sort of, I can do the big chunk, and I'm ready for the big chunk, and I'm going to hit a home run rather than, God, I hope I get a chance to hit a home run. Hell yeah, you go out there. Commit yourself to it. It's going to happen. You know, maybe not the first inning, maybe the second inning, a couple different tries. Because as you get that attitude more than the fact that it won't work, by the third and fourth week, your energy's very good. You feel supported by people. You feel supported by yourself. You feel a sense of confidence. And by the fifth and sixth week is when you really can start using what you've learned and how much you've conquered your fears to start really seeing the long term as far as career, job, balance, and even emotional happiness. And by the ninth to the 12th week, you're going to be quite happy about the luck you bought yourself. So this is sort of a cycle here where you're learning to reprogram yourself for success rather than likely failure. I always use the example of when we're running a 100-yard dash, sure you can trip, but don't be thinking trip. Be thinking, I'm going to win, I'm going to win, I'm going to win. Sure you can trip. Yeah, life can always screw with you or throw you off base. And another point is, even when life screws with you, look at it like you're learning. So it's never really screwing with you, it's just enlightening you. Bottom line, up by 12 o'clock, you have the magic stone that's pointing toward the future. So this is really, this is not, what's the word, fruitless, that what you've been through. There's meaning, there's resolve, there's growth, there's determination coming out of this, and that's going to set a pattern for you, much more successful, happy in your life. So look at this as a learning lesson, as you're conquering your own doubts and fears, and you being able to come out the other side of that, a winner, and someone that they just like to have a bidding war over you. Why not? Think of it that way. Because that'll start putting it into play. Does that make sense to you, short and sweet?
Yes, and wondering the technique that you described about finding your keys and other
I tell that to people on every show. Go ahead.
Yeah, work for jobs too, like asking
It works for everything. Now, last week I had to get my brakes fixed. I thought, don't want to go through a big house. I want to get them to one guy, one shop, something to do them quick and cheap. I looked on Craigslist, found the perfect guy. And he did it real quick in 2 hours, charged me a very minimal. I ended up tipping him because he undercharged, you know. And, yeah, I just thought that. I thought the same thing, like bring my keys. Bring me an easy resolution. I don't have 3 hours to screw around who's going to do my brakes. You know, I want to get it in and out. Guess what? It happened.
Right.
Think that way, Lisa. Okay, girl?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Hope that helped.
That was very helpful.
Good.
Thank you.
We have a lot of people calling, so we'll probably alternate, and I'll try to be a little shorter. I talk a lot. Never been accused of not being able to say anything. So we're moving to area code 703, and Lori's going to catch this one, and then I will catch 313. 703, who are we speaking with?
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, what's your name, my dear?
My name is Adrian.
Adrian. Meet Lori, Adrian.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Adrian, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm great. What can we help you with?
Well, I have a question about my love life. So far, nothing has really panned out, and I'm about to, start a new chapter in my life, and I'm wondering if, I'm going to meet somebody soon, or if it's, more like a timing thing with what I'm doing with my life personally, that's, deflecting, that part of my life right now, or just what you see in general for me, like when it comes to relationships and love in the future.
Okay. You're not involved with no one right now?
I'm dating someone casually, but we're not in a relationship or anything. Like, it's more so like a friendship kind of thing, and it's not serious. I'll say this, it's something that I know is not going to be anything, down the line.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Do you have a lot going on right now? I mean, in your life, work, family, anything like that that's...
You're saying, do I have a lot going on?
No. Do you have anything else going on in your life? I mean, do you have a lot of obstacles?
Well, I'm about to make a big move to a different city, and I'm going to start grad school in the beginning of the year.
Uh-huh.
So I have a lot of changes coming up. But, those are probably the biggest things that are... going on right now.
Right. Okay. Yes. You should really focus on that. I wouldn't worry about a relationship. That'll come into play when you least expect it. The cards that I've that I'm seeing
are
showing that it's starting off that you're just kind of skeptical right now, just hanging on, waiting, and then it leads to you know, finding that person.
Okay.
So it is going to be some time, but you really need to focus on your move. You know, that's what I'm feeling.
Right.
You know, I mean, just be friends with whoever, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know that that's something that I have to focus on. It's definitely going to be my number one priority.
Right,
I guess I was
right.
Curious if, you know, if that was going to happen anytime soon or, you know, if it was going to be a little bit of time. So.
I would say it's going to be a little bit of time because, yeah, it's priorities here.
Right, of course.
Right. Okay, I hope I helped you.
You did, thank you.
Gary?
Well, I concur. I mean, I say that like, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, but I do because I dropped some stones for you, my dear. I think you're going through a lot of very good changes. And I think the new school year and the new things you're doing are going to bring you in contact with a lot of new people. And so quit worrying about when you're going to meet your soulmate and just be in love with yourself and the people you're around at the moment. And you know what? That sets it up to happen. It really does. Because you're not worried about it. You're finding your keys without having to think about them.
I don't know if you heard
my chat. Yeah, think about them a little
right.
bit. When I was looking for my keys, I didn't think that 24 hours a day. Every time I'd think about them, I'd go, not going to go chase them. I'm going to bring them to me.
Right.
And I use that all the time now, not just with my keys, but with plans, with finding things with my brakes, with stuff on technical support, with people, with opportunities. Hell yeah. You know, I've learned a lot of psychic tricks in my life, but that's one of them. Doesn't work all the time on everything, but 90 out of 100 ain't bad. Concentrate on what you've got. Yeah, it feels like you've got good support, good family. You're a smart lady. You've got a lot of great ability. Don't doubt whether you're going to find love. Hell yeah, you are. You'll have more than you realize coming into your life. But don't think of it in terms of, I got to get that first. Do your job, your career, and pull it to yourself. Because that way you're getting the person who's up to your standards. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Oh, yeah.
Look at it that way. Okay?
I will. All right. Well, thank you so much to you both. I appreciate it.
Good.
You
have a good night, girl. And we are moving on to, we'll kind of do what we've been doing. We've got several more callers, but I think we can kind of get to everybody here. So we'll give all you folks who are in the booth now a dual reading. And just to let you know, this is 313 now, and next coming up at 702 and 561. So y'all stick with us. 313, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Gary. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
Daring.
Daring?
Daring?
Really?
Yes.
That's a daring name, my dear. Talk to Daring Lori.
Thank you.
That's cool. Lori, give us some magic, girl.
Hi, Daring.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I've made the decision to part ways from my current relationship of 6 years, and I'm just interested to know about what's to come in the future from my love life or just personally, professionally, and with school.
Okay. Let's see what I get. Okay. Was it in that relationship you left for apparent reasons? I mean, it just wasn't working out, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's because the card that I'm seeing is the Fool card. So apparently you made the right choice on that. What else that I am seeing here is a Seven Cups card. So it's showing that you're going forward and there's a lot of opportunities out there. There's going to be another relationship coming up or what, you know, whatever you have in store in your mind to do. And then final, your outcome is going to looks to be good, whatever you choose to do.
Okay.
Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. Kind of, yeah, it does.
It does. So I wouldn't worry about the, you know, just since you just got out of a relationship, I would not jump right back into the, you know, that right now. Focus on yourself.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay, Gary.
Yeah, I was listening, and again, I agree, and because mostly there's been ladies tonight, and mostly, I don't know about you, Laura, but most of the clients I have are ladies, and having grown up with six brothers, a lot of testosterone in my family, I was clueless about women. I really was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And especially traveling around as a young musician, I never made a commitment, and so I remained clueless, you know, for many years. But finally, about the time I was 40, I started understanding. And you women don't give yourself credit sometimes for how much beauty and charm and magic you have. If this relationship didn't work, no problem, fine. Some things fit, some things don't. Some things work, some
right.
don't. So really, look at it as a good liberating learning experience. And there's very few ladies I've known in my whole life who found the perfect mate at the first date. It just doesn't happen. You know?
Right.
Most of the time. So give yourself a new bout of confidence and start really thinking of all these great things you can bring into your life, career-wise, opportunity-wise, personality-wise, inspiration-wise, learning-wise. And as you do that, you're expanding your grasp of things that you have control about, and that sets you up emotionally to be attractive, beautiful, and confident. So start thinking that way, that you already are beautiful and confident and attractive, but start thinking that you're going to put that in high gear. It's like you've got a transmission, but you're in third gear, and you look down and go, wow, I've got 28 gears. I didn't realize that.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
And I'm 28,
yes. Well, good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I will be 28 in December,
wow.
December
12th. Happy birthday, Sage. You got all the energy, Sage.
Yeah.
Got two Sagittarius brothers, a year older and 2 years older than me, almost exactly. They were born on the same day, December 8th.
Oh,
I was
wow.
born December 8th.
Oh, wow.
Father Sagittarius. You Sages have a lot of good energy. Don't
yes.
doubt yourself. You do.
Thank
Hope that
you.
Helped you, my dear.
Yes, it does. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
God
Thank
bless you.
You.
What a
you
deep
well.
Name, too. Daring, that's just a fine name. Daring, and all you folks who have called in tonight, remember that you can go listen to the show again, download the archives to your computer, and of course you can find out a lot more about all of us on PsychicsGoneWild.com, and when you go to PsychicsGoneWild.com, go on the contact page. Give us your information, and we'll set you up for prizes to win. Music, T-shirts, books, you name it. Good to have you folks out tonight. We've got about 20 more minutes, and I think we can get to all the callers. So you folks stay with us, okay? I see how many are here, and I think we can get to all of y'all, so be patient. 702, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
I'm speaking with Colin.
Colin, is that correct?
Yeah, Carter, yes.
Oh, Carter, okay. Carter, you get a little dose of Lori, and then I'll add some whipping cream on top of that, if possible, okay?
Oh, that sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Lori,
hi, Carter.
Offer the cake, my dear.
All right.
Hi, Carter.
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, my question is, I'm dating someone right now. I've been dating for over a month. Things are going pretty good. And I just want to know, where do you see it going?
Okay, I kind of missed the first part of what you were saying, to cut out a relationship?
Yes, I'm dating someone right now, and things are going really good right now, and I just want to know, where do you see it going?
Okay. How long have you been in this relationship? Just a few months?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, a few months. Okay, well, let's see what we can get here. It's, what I'm seeing here, it's all looking good. You got it under control. It's going in your favor, what I'm getting. And you just need to keep it under control and work with her, communicate, and it looks like the outcome is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
What the cards are showing me. So that's
okay.
A good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So just, you know, be yourself, let her be herself, and things should work out.
All right.
Thank you.
Carter, I'll tell you what, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still.
Okay. We've got a couple more callers. I think we can get to everybody tonight. By the way, 740, if you do want to get a reading, be sure and press 1. You are in the host room, but you haven't pressed 1 to show you want a reading, so otherwise you look like you're just listening, which is fine. But Carter, having said that, all you need to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see about this over the next couple months, okay?
Okay. Drop.
All right. Yeah, it actually feels like this is a good thing for you. It's helping you become more creative about your life. There is some, like, obstacles you see, but I think it's helping you, like, bring up your best talents and your best sense of what it takes to make a make things work. So the sense of commitment you have to yourself is very important. That seems to be the main ingredient in like helping her feel comfortable about things. And it feels like in the next couple of weeks, especially by about the fourth and fifth week here, communication gets a lot better between y'all for some reason. I don't know if it's distance or just logistics of busyness that you don't have the time together like you'd like or something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
But by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, you're dealing with a lot of issues that come up, which is normal in relationships. So don't be intimidated by that. And from the ninth to the 12th week, again, quick, because we're kind of going quick here, I see this real liberation for you, a lot of luck, a lot of not only learning about yourself, but her, a lot of changes that have occurred to you because of this that bring out a lot of luck in you, a lot of tenderness, a lot of strength, and a lot of being able to really tell her that you care, who you are. You know, we guys forget that. Women do everything for men. They love men. They lean over, do everything for us, including raises and put up with our BS. So sure you appreciate it. I hope that helps, Carter.
Thank you so much.
You too, my man. You have a good evening. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
And we've got about 16 minutes, so we are still moving down the line, and we are going to area code 561. 561, are you with us?
Hi, Gary.
Hi. Who are we speaking
with? Hi, this is Lisa from Florida.
Lisa from Florida. I'm going to connect you with Lori from California. Lori?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good, thanks. You have a question?
Yes, I've been doing some volunteer work for a nonprofit organization, and they're going to be bringing me on board as a part-time employee. And although I do need full-time work, but I want to see what you see about this, if I'm going to be staying there a while or if I'm going to have to find something else. I just, you know, don't know if it's going to be enough money for me to live on.
Right, yes. A lot of people have that problem. Okay.
And there's a guy at the nonprofit that seems to have a little crush on me. He's younger than me. I mean,
well, just, okay. Well, if he's
I'm
got
enjoying
the money, he won't need another job.
I'm enjoying the attention, but, you know, he is younger than me.
Okay, I'll see what I can get for you, Lisa.
Okay,
Let me ask, do you enjoy doing the volunteer work?
Yeah, I really do. I'm going to school right now for human services, so I had to do community service hours. That's how I wind up there.
Uh-huh.
And I do work for another person, too, a mental health counselor. So between the two of them, but I need to start earning money here. This is ridiculous.
I know. You're in the wrong field because I used to be in the same kind of field.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to be making much money in this field. I know. This is just not.
It's just a shame.
You do it
from your heart, not from the pocketbook, right?
Yeah, I know, but you still got to eat.
I know. Okay. First card that I'm picking up here is the Page of Cups, and it seems that you're stable right now, but what I see coming up is you're overcoming, you know, your decisions right now. So, you know, you're deciding, should I stay there? Should I not stay there? And then it's just one of those things. You got to weigh the odds. You know, are you happy there? Yeah, I don't make very much money. Is it stable? Yeah, well, I should stay, you know. It's one of those decision things. So I just say, you know, go with your heart. Go with your heart. If you're happy there, stay there. You can always find another part-time job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
actually, I'm doing some companion work for an elderly lady, but I'm not sure if I want to. She's just impossible. She's got Alzheimer's. I mean, her daughter is paying me. So, you know, I do have, you're right, I do have two part-time jobs, but, you know, they're
right.
Not, that other thing is not consistent. It's just as needed.
Right. Well, to me, I think I would start looking somewhere else then, for
mm-hmm.
that matter. For that matter,
yeah.
You know, yes. So I hope I helped you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. We'll see what Gary has in the stone.
Well, Lisa, I'll tell you what, while you and Lori were talking. By the way, Lisa and Lori are my two cousins, so it's neat to have both you ladies with me. I really do have two cousins named Lisa and Lori, beautiful ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, my dear, I'm charging up these stones, and all you have to do is say drop whenever it feels right, and I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Drop.
All right. Well, you know, right at the very top stone, I see Neptune. Right in the center of this pattern, which is sort of the core, is Pluto and Uranus. Like a lot of doubt and fear and change, and you trying to manage things and so forth. But here's the top stone here, Neptune, next to the love stone, next to the sun. All between 12 and 1 o'clock. That's showing a lot of you starting to really see outside the box, dream big, think in terms of having, and I felt this a while ago, like your own unique niche that puts you in a better situation, whether it's this job or career, but you want to sort of look at it that way. Bring your uniqueness and your talent up so you're, like, stand out in your field in some way or figure niches to it. That's what I feel like is a healthy process for you. And even in this, even in the way you think and plan for the next couple weeks, you're learning a lot about using fresh thinking, putting your fears aside, believing in what you can do. That's why the Love Stone and Neptune are at the very top, and the way they're pointing and the things, certain things they're indicating here are really showing me that when you give yourself full credit for how good you are, you're about 85%. But don't be afraid to go to 120. Why not? You know.
Right.
That really propels you to draw better than average circumstances to yourself. And that's what I felt when you first started talking to Lori, and that's what I felt consistently. So over these next several weeks, you start really thinking that way, that you're just going to hit home runs, you're going to bring this to you, you're going to find your own niche, your own resonance, you're going to know how to sell people and yourself on the next steps in your life, and you're not going to necessarily have to settle for minimum wage, that sort of thing. You start thinking that way, and you'll start bringing that reality into play with career, with job, with people who really understand how unique you are, and with you being able to actually market yourself on that. It's not an overnight process, but the more you start it now, the more by the first of the, you know, after the holidays and so forth, you really put it into play. Does that help you, my dear?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
God bless you. You know, yes. Don't be afraid.
Thank you.
Don't be afraid to come out ahead and a winner. You know. Hope that helps you, my dear. Are we still on? Do you still hear me, Lori?
Yes.
Okay. Everything got real quiet there, so I just wanted to make sure. This is area code 314. You've been with us a while, 314.
Yes.
Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking to the St. Louis Whisper.
St. Louis Whisper. All right. St. Louis Whisper.
I'm just playing. It's Joni in St. Louis.
Okay, Joni in St. Louis, I want you to meet
Joni.
One and only.
Hey, Lori.
You got it. You got it.
I know, Joni.
Faster than I can talk.
Do-si-do. So,
yeah.
I won't ask you, you know, like, because you know I'm looking for work and all that.
Right.
All I can tell you is the one job I was wanting did not come through it, and then... just, you know, with the holidays and, you know, this strife I have with going on with my mother, because
right.
Everything. So any lights at the end of the tunnel that's not a train, I will take.
Okay. Have you applied any other places, any other jobs?
I'm putting resumes out online, but, I did go on one interview since the last time we spoke, and it was for a car dealership, not the other one that I had, and I messed up, but this is kind of for a sales or consultant. But I did call the guy today, and I don't know, he kind of said, well, you know, with the end of the month, and, you know, we're taking our time, and so, you know, that could have been a brush off, not sure.
Right, yeah.
So,
wow.
Anyway, it's okay. It's just the bigger picture is just, you know, to either if there's something I should be, I know about focusing on myself, but just because of my situation I'm in, it's just a balancing act of trying to be positive and
right.
know that it's going to be to being terrorized.
Right, yes. You're going through struggles. I see in the cards here briefly that you have your mindset as to what you want to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, somebody's got to give you a chance, hire you, because I know you're a good-hearted person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have it in your heart to be independent. And that's, you know, that's a good key. That's a strong key. You just got to keep full force. Keep that, you know, guard up, keep that sword up, and keep fighting. Something's bound to happen, bound to change for you.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
not always convenient. You know, I want it tomorrow. It don't work that way, you know,
mm-hmm.
but... You know, it's sometimes we get at the end of our rope and, you know, and someone pulls us up. So you're basically waiting for that moment. And just if you just keep praying and stay positive, it is going to happen. It will happen. Just keep the negative people away.
Well, I haven't left the house and I've been in bed for a couple of days. So the only one negative is my one cat that smells like pee. But anyway, TMI.
Okay, poor kitty. Poor kitty.
I know. He keeps pushing up on me, and I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, really? So anyway. All right, Gary. What do you got in those the roasting of the stone?
All right.
Wow.
Well, St. Louis, Joni, I'll tell you what I see. I was heard part of that. This is about a job, a career, correct? Your job? Is it the main thing you're asking?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's about, you know, being able to, like she said, get a break or have someone believe in me. But also the abundance area. It's just everything's in a weird spot. Bad.
Well, tell you what, let me, I've got these stones charged up, my dear. And all you have
okay.
to do, when it feels right, is say drop.
Drop.
Okay, I did. Well, in a way, you know, you've got the life stone here very at the very top. And interesting enough, you've got the luck stone right in the center. Now, yeah, you may not feel that luck yet. Because what you're doing in this first week or so forth, because of Uranus and the moon and so forth, you're learning to look at yourself in a different way, almost like really realizing what your true worth is and what a true asset you can be. You're pretty good at it, you know, but you're still not quite giving yourself credit for your own like unique style, unique methodology, unique personality. And maybe there's some experiences in the past that kind of made you a little gun-shy or something in that sense. But what I'm thinking...
Well, and also, okay, I just, the one thing real quick is my mother is a she has a way of shaming me and making me feel bad, and so yes, I'm fighting for that I'm good and creative and all that stuff. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's interesting because I was saying Uranus and the moon are right close to each other here, and it shows that you're getting a different way to look at your emotions and moon ruling mother. It means you're having a different way to look at her because it seems like that's been going on for a long time. You're pretty immune to it, but not enough. You know, it still affects you. And when you just put it into perspective that she's upset that of a lot of things, she's not the happiest lady on the block.
Right.
But don't let it poison you. You know, don't let it poison you. In fact, if anything, like I was saying, this is a time with this life stone of Uranus and the moon stone, your emotions, mother, for you to really change how you feel about yourself. And that seems to be a key ingredient to you bringing out this luck that I was originally seeing right in the middle of the pattern. And it's not something that's overnight, but it's something that I think just in the next couple of days, 4, 5, 6 days, week or so, you're starting to really... look at yourself in a different light. Look at your mom in a different light. Look at how you're making decisions. Look at how you're looking at life. So you can bring up this lucky cycle even more than you have. It's like taking it to the next level. It's like a lot of things, like music. I make a lot of references to music. You learn to play these songs or this instrument not knowing where you're playing 10 years, but just the fact that this is learning the requirements. And so you're learning these fresh ways of seeing yourself. You really are. And that feels like it's probably long overdue. And by the third and fourth week here, as you go through this next couple weeks, you are going to find yourself having restructured yourself for a lot more efficiency. And that's going to help you open up a lot of things from the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh week here with being able to bring your dreams into play more. All sorts of them. This is a month. And this is work, and this is you like really overcoming a lot of your doubts and your fears. And by the end of this 3-month period, I think you're going to be not only quite on a different page with career, with money and finances, with confidence and so forth, but you'll realize sort of why you've had to go through this period of not that much doubt and confusion, but a little bit more than you need. You know?
Right, exactly. Okay, well, that's hopeful.
I hope that helps you, girl. We've got 50 seconds. We're not going to be able to get to the rest of you callers.
Thank you, Joni.
Okay. Bye, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey.
Love
Thank
you guys. Bye-bye. Bye.
Love you, too.
We've had Joan of Arc, and we've had Joni of St. Louis. So, and we've had some great folks with us tonight. And Lori.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to work with you, my dear. Really is.
Well, thank you. I had a blast.
Good. Looking forward to working with you again. And We're going to end the night with about 15 seconds of a song I wrote many years ago called When Our Hearts All Beat Together. About 20 seconds of it, folks. Join us next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.